This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Into the second hour of the program. As always, you're invited to join us here on the radio waves. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. There's the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Ian.
And Mark.
We were talking about Barcelona, Spain, the Catalonian region, once again, protests erupting in the streets on what is essentially a holiday that the separatists there in Catalonia have kind of taken over for themselves as an excuse.
What's the holiday?
So, let's see. According to France 24, this particular day, Diada, D-I-A-D-A, it's a holiday that has since 2012 been used to stage a massive rally. It commemorates Catalonia's National Day, commemorating Barcelona's fall to troops loyal to Spain, King Philip V.
It's an independence. It's a lack of Independence Day, a tyranny day.
Yeah, most. That's a weird. You don't see that as most independence days are when they gained independence, not when they lost independence.
Well, this is a national day. It's not called Independence Day. It's a national day.
I see.
So it's like a slap in the face that the rest of the nation is celebrating. Yeah, that's really bad, man.
So they're in the streets with up to
a
million.
It's kind of that way for places like, I can't. Surely there's some kind of American holiday for surrounding the Mexican-American War and that kind of thing. If you think about places like New Mexico, that people would have from certain regions of New Mexico and Arizona fought on the other side of that war. That would be that. It wouldn't. It's obviously not a big holiday, but I don't know. It's the closest thing I got.
So approximately a million people were in the streets in Barcelona, which is the capital of that region, and looking to free the Catalan political prisoners now, because what happened after the Madrid government, the national government, cracked down a year ago when they were trying to vote on independence, where they literally brought shock troops into voting locations, shut down voting locations in advance, tried to stop people from even going inside. It was just absolutely outrageous what they were doing. They also then, after that day, then went around and arrested the people who they considered to be the leaders of the independence movement.
They're elected politicians.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quote, "I'm outraged. The political prisoners have to be released now," said Santi No, age 54, who came to the rally from his farm near Barcelona on his green tractor, one of dozens of tractors seen at the event. City police said on Twitter that around a million people took part, similar to last year's protest. Organizers said they'd sold over 200,000 coral red T-shirts, the color used in the ties, used to secure the ballot boxes last year during their contested referendum. At the start of the rally...
How many?
200,000 coral red T-shirts.
Okay.
At the start of the rally, demonstrators knocked down a symbolic wall decorated with separatist symbols, a metaphor for the power of the people to overcome obstacles and achieve independence. Well, remember, we're just talking about independence from Spain.
Right.
They don't really want independence for the individual. These aren't individual, liberty people. These are socialists fighting with other socialists. Essentially, a richer area of Spain is saying, we want to have our own country so we can have our own socialist programs. We don't want our money going to your areas of Spain. We don't want our money to be taken out of Barcelona, but we still want socialism here in Catalonia.
It's national socialism is what it is.
Yes.
It's nationalisms combined with socialism, and that's what they want, which is...
And they should have it if that's what they want. I mean,
right, but not everybody in that region wants that, so you're basically...
But the other ones just want, a different nation. They want Spain.
There's surely 9.5 libertarians in that region, and those libertarians would like not to be ruled by either one of these organizations.
Sure. Those poor libertarians all around the world who are outnumbered by all of the socialist brethren, come to New Hampshire.
Yes.
I know it's hard. I know there's immigration issues or whatever, but there's probably people willing to marry you here.
There are definitely people willing to marry them.
Oh, and there's a guy who I've been talking with who says there's a religious way to move. Like, you can become a priest or something and move in to the United States. So we're looking into that as an
option. I know people that would divorce their spouses on paper and marry you legally if they like thought it was a legit Free State Project mover. Great.
That's hardcore right there.
Yeah, I think they would. Yeah.
That's a hardcore liberty vibe right there. I like it.
Catalan President Quim Torra said the rally marks the start of a mass mobilization for the protester plan for an anniversary of last year's banned referendum, which was marred by police violence and on the anniversary of the failed Declaration of Independence. In a televised address on Monday, he said his government was, quote, committed to implementing the republic, unquote, that Catalans voted for in the referendum. But Oriol Bartomeus, a politics professor at the Autonomous University of Barcelona, said that, quote, listening to the speeches of the separatist leaders, it seems like there is no plan, unquote. Opposition parties complain that separatists have transformed the Diada into a holiday which excludes the half of the Catalan population that does not favor independence. Inés Arrimadas, head of the center-right anti-independence party in Catalonia, the Ciudadanos party, says, quote, today more than half of Catalonia cannot celebrate anything. Well, you can celebrate in your own way, whatever that would be.
Imagine being an anti-war Republican on Veterans Day.
A closely watched Catalan government poll showed 46.7% of Catalans won an independent state, just ahead of the 44.9% who were opposed. Separatist parties won a slim majority of seats in the Catalan parliament in a December election, even though they captured just 47.5% of the popular vote. So they still have a slim plurality of the voting. They, not quite a majority, but enough to potentially have a vote that is in favor of secession. Spanish Foreign Minister Josep Borrell, who is Catalan, said, quote, on a day like today, we Catalans should celebrate our national day and not just call for independence that is shared by less than half of the population. There are also growing divisions.
They all say it's less than half of the population, right. Yeah, by the way. It's likely thinly marginally pro-separatist, but very, very thin.
There are also growing divisions in separatist ranks, of course, between those who want to provoke a clash with Madrid and those seeking a more conciliatory approach.
That's typical.
Yep. Right, you mean schisms within movements?
Yeah, that's typical.
Well, I also think that there's a lot of value in the people who are on the far side being used as,
see, they're crazy. We're more reasonable.
Right. And it worked in Ireland. Yeah. Worked great in Ireland.
Yeah, worked great in Ireland. So, yeah, I mean, the people in the middle should absolutely be working to get more things for Catalonia, whatever those things are. Mm-hmm. The problem that Catalonia has is it is already the largest contributor to the tax base
in Spain.
So what are they going to give them? Money? Well, they don't want to give them freedom, and they don't want to they can't give them money. So where are you at?
Yep.
Darth Vader kicking your grandma's head in while she tries to vote. That's where they're at.
Here's what Joan Tarda, a lawmaker for a separatist party in Parliament, said last week. Quote, if a separatist is so naive or stupid to believe he can impose independence on the 50% of Catalans who are not separatists, it's clear that they are mistaken. And indeed, that is part of the problem, right? Like, if not everybody's going along with this plan, it can get pretty ugly. And, of course, not everybody is going to get along on this particular plan. But why shouldn't the reverse be true? Why shouldn't these Catalans, if they truly are dedicated to this plot of independence, just say, hey, we don't care that you've attacked our polling locations. We don't care if you're ignoring the vote. We're now going to ignore the Madrid government. We're no longer going to pay taxes to the Madrid government. We are going to act as though this Declaration of Independence that's claimed to have failed has actually succeeded, and we are going to act as though we have our independence. What are you going to do about it? Because they can put the so-called leaders behind bars, but they don't have enough room for a million people. If these million people in the streets just stopped paying taxes and stopped sending in whatever obedience paperwork to Madrid, that would change the game.
I can't tell you what obedience paperwork there is, but I can tell you.
You ever gotten a license?
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
Certainly. Okay, so the problem with getting a million people refusing to get a license is that a million people don't get stopped by the police officers one at a time.
I'm not talking about driver's licenses. Yeah. I'm talking about like business permits, any often kind of obedience paperwork.
Often permits are issued by states, so we don't know.
I bet plus you they didn't get permits for those 200,000 T-shirts.
I bet they didn't.
Plus the fact that the taxes in Europe, at least in part, I don't know all the specifics. I haven't researched this, but I just heard you talking now. Yeah. Taxes are collected by a VAT, a value-added tax, which is a sales tax.
And you better believe they got more than that.
You can't refuse to pay a sales tax. The only way you can refuse is to not buy
things. Businesses can refuse to collect
it. Now it's down from a million to a handful.
On August 24th, 1992, 20 eager Cardozo law students filed into a small room to kick off the first day of Barry Scheck and Peter Newfield's Innocence Project Clinic. After years as public defenders in New York City, Barry and Peter started the clinic to review cases of people in prison who could prove their innocence using DNA testing. What they thought was a few hundred cases turned out to be thousands and a clear sign that the system needed repair. At the time, no one imagined that Barry's and Peter's vision would evolve into a national organization with the power to reform the criminal justice system 26 years later. Since that August day in 1992, there are now 565 Cardozo Law School clinic students trained, and the Innocence Project has celebrated 208 exonerations. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping?
Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right?
What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free free. Take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. You can join us there at discord.lrn.fm. And that allows you to sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. So, if you're just tuning in, we were talking about secession. We're talking about the Catalonians that mm-hmm. would like to secede from Spain. But, of course, they're not the only secession movement out there. I didn't look up any other stories about, you know, anything going on in California. The last I heard, the Californian movements were encountering some legal bumps in the road. I think the Supreme Court shot down, Supreme Court of California shot down the Three Californias proposal. If I recall correctly, basically yep. saying it would be unconstitutional if that passed.
I'm not even that.
That died before it even made it to the ballot.
Entirely thrilled with the, you know, the let's split off this state from that state and go join the federal government.
Oh, yeah, I'm not thrilled with that either.
No.
There is another movement in California to actually secede from the federal government.
I
so
think
there's
they've
more
dropped
than
that, though. I think that's been completely, like, just fallen apart.
It did fall apart because the guy who was the original creator of that
moved to
Russia.
And commitment. Then it fell apart. That's pure commitment right there. Committed to the cause.
But somebody's put it back together, from what I understand.
Okay.
So I just haven't checked in on it recently to see what's been going on. But if you're in California and you want to give us the latest on what's happening with their secession movement, because I wish them all the best. I want to mm-hmm. see somebody secede in the United States.
New Hampshire.
I want it to be New Hampshire, but look, let's be honest. We just don't have the groundswell that they do
right.
in California or even in Texas for that instance.
So I support the New Hampshire secessionists in that they are going to allow New Hampshire to bargain for more independence from the United States federal government from a practical mm-hmm. standpoint.
You're saying if secession's on the table, then the government will take it more seriously?
Would be more serious rather than uh-huh. just saying, we're going to nullify things, which, you know, they've mostly left states that have nullified marijuana laws alone. So nullification has some good momentum going on right now. I think a healthy dose of, and we might just vote to secede, mm-hmm. is a good thing, simply because it takes legitimacy from the federal government. I would, however, say that it probably makes more sense for libertarians to get together with other libertarians, get some kind of special economic zone in some poor country, and build a free city, as opposed to attempting to fight the statists for something like real independence inside the United States.
Yeah, that's an interesting idea. I know you've been following some of those movements to create a free city in some other country. Purportedly, the idea is the government will leave you alone if you pay them enough money. I don't know if I believe it.
No.
But that's the
thing is, you can never pay a government enough money to leave you alone. Like, because governments change, and
right.
it doesn't matter how much you were paying to the previous crime boss.
The new
crime boss wants more.
Yeah.
To be clear, the history of things that have called themselves sovereign states include tributes to
of
other
course.
Countries. So there's a difference between not having to pay for some level of freedom, because if, you know, whatever, Florence didn't pay the papal state or whatever, they wouldn't remain sovereign nor free for very long, but having to pay for freedom is obviously not freedom. So we have the history of human beings is punctuated by bondage, coercion.
Oh, yes.
That's it. That's the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
That there's just lesser and greater forms of bondage, more lesser and greater forms of tribute to somebody who is willing to use violence against you. If that somebody has a bullwhip and is going to lash it down your back, that's obviously pretty personal and pretty right in your face, versus, you know, some foreign leader who expects, you know, your government, your federal government or whatever, to give some level of money and these kinds of things. It's complicated. And yes, governments will never entirely leave you a special economic zone alone, but if it is the goose that lays the golden egg, they will.
Well, sure. I mean, you can argue that what was it you said? Monaco was formed in a similar fashion?
Monaco was that's a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
But Monaco was basically some rich noble says to France, I'd have to read the history, but basically says some rich noble says to the larger country, hey, I'd like to just give you some money. I know you're in some straits here. Let me just buy this tiny little piece of land, this 1 square mile or whatever it is. I don't know how big Monaco is, but not very big.
Pretty small.
And just, you know, everything's fine here. Now, if you look at Monaco, the citizen, if you happen to be born in Monaco to Monacan citizens or whatever the hell they are, you are in pretty good shape.
You're killing it. Yeah. That's a good passport to have, man.
It's a good passport. Plus, you pay nothing in taxes.
That's right.
It's all, I mean, everything's paid for you. You get everything that every European citizen gets, and the only thing you pay in taxes is a VAT.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Looks like it's 2 square kilometers.
Yeah. Basically a square mile.
Square mile.
All right. So, by the way,
so that its citizens can be born there.
I do want you to know about Zencash changing their branding to Horizon. It is a privacy platform. The reason they did this was because they wanted people to know that they're more than just a cryptocurrency. It's a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology with a decentralized secure node architecture. They've got also secure chat. So you can do chat already on the Horizon platform. And soon, Horizon will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. Privacy. Horizon is bringing privacy to life. You can learn more at horizon.global. It's Horizen. The currency is still called Zen.
Horizen.
Horizen.global. All right, so we'll take your calls and thoughts about whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. We were kind of just generally talking about secession. I love the concept. I really wish everybody who wants secession the best. I don't care if you're a socialist who wants to secede. Ultimately, I think we need more choices. And in the United States, if we can see if one state goes and is allowed to go without, you know, the federal government rolling in tanks, assassinating the leaders, you know, that whole thing.
I think that's unlikely, honestly.
I think it is, too. Why do you think it's unlikely?
Because then you get to see the real nature of the state. I just don't think that if it's one, let's say that it was New Hampshire, there is no way that the federal government is going to allow. So it's already happened. There was a civil war over this, for crying out loud. It's not going to be allowed to happen because, as you say, once you start, it's the dominoes go. It's just like legalizing marijuana, right? That it's like once you get one state, we want out.
Now
too.
We can do this.
Yep.
Yeah, now it's believable. Now it's no longer some pie in the sky, crazy lunatic concept. It's like, oh my
Plus
God,
the fact
they did
that
it.
There would be so beforehand, before the vote is taken, every threat that you can imagine would be leveled.
Oh, yes.
That from a financial standpoint, also money, hard money, would be flowing into the state. To support the opposing side.
Oh, absolutely.
And so you would have to have a super majority of people. And also, I believe that if a state should secede or a province or whatever should secede from its main country, it really should be done by more than a 50% plus one.
You would have to get basically a constitutional amendment, which would be more than, it would be 60 or whatever, 66% or whatever that is here in New
Hampshire. So 66, to get 66% of the voting populace who is not scared and not swayed by the vote would be a Herculean task.
Yeah. No doubt. But of course, the more outrageous the federal government becomes, the easier secession becomes to pitch to people. There's more coming up here. Our number 855-450-FREE like freedom. You can join us on the radio.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
You have USA Radio News.
Hurricane Florence is expected to make landfall in the Carolinas sometime on Thursday. Now, the hurricane could end up costing the East Coast more than $170 billion and damage nearly 759,000 homes and businesses. Today, President Trump talked about what is being done to prepare for the storm.
Any amounts of money, whatever it takes, we're going to do. But we're already set up. We have tremendous trucking systems. We have food systems. We have a lot of contractors waiting, but for the most part, it's been handled by FEMA.
Today, as a nation, we remember the lives of those lost during the terrorist attack on September 11th, 2001. Rudy Giuliani was the mayor of New York City at the time, and he reflects on 9/11.
It's always a combination of very sad, tragic. Reflect on it, maybe it was the worst day in American history. We lost more lives than at Pearl Harbor.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry, I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top-quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too. Until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up what you want. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We also have our Discord chat rooms and the Discord on-air call-in lines, which allow you to get on the radio with us, sound like you're sitting here in the studio. Just go to discord.lrn.fm and you can join that there. It's totally free to use our Discord server, and it's there 24/7, so people can actually use it to chat with one another about a variety of different things, argue with trolls, talk about productive things. There's different chat rooms. There's different topics. There's gaming. There's cryptocurrency chat and others. Go and check it out. It's free over at discord.lrn.fm. Something else that's free, the Tom Woods podcast. It's called The Tom Woods Show. You go to tomwoods.com or search for Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatcher. If you don't know who Tom is, a lot of libertarians got to know him during the Ron Paul campaigns of 2008 and 2012. He's a New York Times best-selling author. He's actually a pretty sharp guy as well. We've had him in the studio with us. We actually had a Thanksgiving with Tom Woods when he came here to have Thanksgiving.
That's awesome.
Kid, which was pretty cool. He's the author of The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. And since September of 2013, Tom Woods has been putting out his Tom Woods Show every single weekday, which is a tremendous level of commitment for a libertarian podcast, and he now has over 1,200 episodes logged in, including guests like Ron Paul, Judge Andrew Napolitano, David Stockman, and hundreds more. Topics including war, the Federal Reserve, net neutrality, FDA, Austrian economics, and other subjects of interest to libertarians. So check him out over at TomWoods.com. As we continue here, going into some money-related news, we've talked a lot about secession so far, changing gears and coming back home to the United States, MarketWatch.com, with basically a puff piece about this so-called cashless society. Headline, America moves closer to being a cashless society. Subheadline, why businesses love it. This is a straight-up puff piece,
Wow. Okay,
for cashless society.
Why businesses love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can tell you, lots of businesses do not love it.
Cash-only businesses don't love it.
No doubt about it.
Well, also, when it comes to credit cards, you're waiting to get your money for whenever they decide to, settle up with you.
Correct.
Days. But the fees, you're also losing.
You're paying 3% or more than
that. A lot more.
No, 3% is the base level.
Yeah.
In addition, you're paying a per-transaction.
That's right.
As well. And then some credit cards, it's more than 3%. It's 5%, for Discover and American Express, if I recall
correctly. Those cost more. So whenever you swipe your Discover or American Express card, they're going to cost the business more than if you use your Visa or MasterCard.
Which I've never understood. I mean, just as an aside, like, as a business, looking at it from a business person's perspective, it's like nobody I know has Discover or American Express cards for the most part. I've never had one in my life.
It's a Discover card.
Yeah. It seems to me like Visa and MasterCard have so much more market penetration. Like,
it's
why would you want it?
It's got to be 90%. It's got to be 90%.
Why would you want
it? I'll explain it why it is. First off, the people who have Discover cards get a certain amount of cash back.
I get that with Visa.
I'll bet you it's better on Discover.
What do you get?
I don't know. I don't pay the bills at my house. But my understanding is that's the reason. And they will likely ask every single time, hey, do you take Discover? Because they get a larger incentive to do it.
I see.
And so the business owner hears, well, they're Discover.
Asking, yeah.
And so they're hearing the Discover thing over
and over.
Of course,
if they pay out more, of course they can, because they're jacking the business owner for 5%.
I'm not saying it's a good idea, Ian. Yeah. I'm simply saying this is why. Is the business owner hears Discover, several times a day, they say, well, I guess I got to take Discover too.
Yeah.
What the business owners really don't know is if I took no credit cards, how much would my business go down? And they don't know.
Yeah, that's really the key is these cards. That's, as a merchant, you have to take whatever is out there. But it's that chicken and egg. It's the chicken and egg sort of situation that it's like, well, when everybody's taking it, that's what we're going to use. The problem with the cashless society, and I just did a tweet about this today, and it's something that I think about so often, because the title of the Bitcoin white paper is, Bitcoin is a peer-to-peer electronic cash system, right? Mm-hmm. The word cash.
That's right.
And it's interesting because I've just been reading Nick Szabo, who's one of sort of the ideological, I think, progenitors of the cryptocurrency movement and Bitcoin.
People have said this guy may be Satoshi Nakamoto.
Well, one of the reasons why is because he wrote this paper called Shelling Out. It's about really the history of money. He talks about this idea of tribute, and he says that this is one of the reasons that money was created in the first place to enable tribute of sort of conquered people to give to others. But he also talks about the idea that since time immemorial, because of this tribute idea, people have been hiding money. They've been hiding their valuables, right? Mostly buried. And so going into this idea of, like, the word cash comes from Italian casa, old Italian, which is a money box, but also the idea of a cache. A cache is a hiding.
Yeah, a holding.
So, C-A-C-H-E, cache.
Right. And so there is some, if you go back far enough, it's into this idea of hiding your money, what, buried treasure, the treasure chest, which also
comes. Which is a cache of gold.
Right. So treasure chest actually comes from the same root as cache.
Makes sense.
And so the idea is that, what is cash really? Cash is this idea of, it's the money that you can hide from the state.
From the government, yeah. That king's men are coming around. You want them to not find the gold.
That's really what it is. It's like to go to a cashless society. It has nothing to do with eliminating the paper and it's so much easier and all of this.
No.
What it has to do with is
control.
The government can control and see
and observe
all of the money, every financial transaction.
That's what it wants.
Nothing
That's
can
what it's
escape
all about.
Them. Anybody who's for the cashless society does not understand what they're asking for.
Or maybe they do understand. There's a handful of people out there
maybe.
That would totally understand.
Maybe.
But I think you're absolutely right. Every time, once we get into a situation where transactions are all going through banks and being quantified by banks, they are now being tallied and given directly to the government. A bank is mm-hmm. a franchise of the Federal Reserve System, which is basically a quasi-governmental organization.
Yep.
They work hand-in-hand, and that's why
they have to.
When you go to the DMV and the answer to your question is no, sit in a line, that's why when you go to a bank, your answer to your question is no, but they don't make you sit in a line nearly as often, right? Like, banks are quasi-governmental, so you're going to get some customer service being told no, but you're going to be told no.
See, I don't even think they're quasi-governmental, because if you owe, quote-unquote, the government some money, and they send your bank a letter saying this guy owes us some money.
There's
no question.
Yep. They'll take it out of your safe deposit box.
They sure
immediately.
Will.
Yep. Immediately, with no questions asked, and then it's your job. Even if the government screwed up, the bank's not checking on it. They don't have your back. It's as good as in the government's hands if all it takes is a letter. So to me, the banks are government. Those are government pieces of the government.
You cannot trust them. You cannot trust them at all. By the way, I did look it up, Mark, here. According to NerdWallet, Discover's cashback program has a 5% cashback on a quarterly rotating category that you can activate.
I hear about that category on a relatively regular
basis.
And
then it's just 1% on other purchases.
I think it used to be 3%, but okay, 5%.
So you pick a category of goods, like would that be like groceries,
stations,
clothing,
gas? Right,
that kind gas? Of ooh, gas is a good one. That's what you would want to
get it on gas.
It.
It's the way to do it.
But you don't get to choose what the category is?
No.
Oh, they choose
rotate,
for you.
It rotates.
That's annoying.
Oh, hell no.
I am lazy enough. I'm not going to pay cash for gasoline. I'm just going to swipe the card. That's why we have a card, is so that I don't want to go in. I don't want to stand in line behind the guy who's buying 2 40s. I just don't want to do it.
I guess, just again, we'll get it back into the article here. Just from a consumer's perspective, I've never really seen the penetration of Discover and American Express compared to the Visa, MasterCard logos that I see everywhere at every single business.
Well, I tell you, it depends. I think it depends on the caliber of good. When I lived in Vegas, you'd see a lot of American Express.
Okay. Oh, yes. Okay.
The very high end, you're going to see a lot of it. The black card.
It's
and
not
all
a credit
of
card. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a credit card because you're paying it all at the end of the month.
Yeah.
So, really?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that about them. See, I know nothing about these things because I don't, to me, it's just not
smart.
Motivating
That's
at all.
Smart.
There's more coming up here. 855, 453. Let's talk about this so-called cashless society and the puff piece coming up.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. AnyPay.global.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They're working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform and generate income from them. This will allow Horizon to bring thousands of real-life services to the community. Services that provide freedom, utility, and privacy. Learn more at Horizon.global and join the Horizon community. Horizen.global.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The cashless society. Market Watch is pimping it out here, claiming the businesses love it. We're going to get into the story here in just a moment. Headline, America moves closer to being a cashless society. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Ben.
And Mark.
By the way, don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We get a lot of features there, including the Free Talk Live Amplifier program. And I want to thank... we have been a little bit remiss in doing this. We're trying to create a new habit of thanking Free Talk Live amplifiers every single night on the show. I think we did it 3 or 4 times last week out of 7 days. So we're going to try
again.
Pretty good. Thank you to Nathan Dank from, it doesn't say where he's from, but Nathan Dank, he's a platinum amplifier, which means he's doing $25 a month.
Good for him.
Donating. And this is one of our longest running amplifiers that we have because we're kind of generally going by order of, older amplifiers are getting their mentions first. So thank you, Nathan, for supporting Free Talk Live for so long. We certainly appreciate it.
On one hand, I want to incentivize everybody to be an amplifier. And I really, you know, for me, the silver amplifier, the way to go, you know, come in at $5 a month.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm always very impressed with somebody's a platinum amplifier. So thank you very much.
Yeah, I mean, I want to give credit to the folks who are given a little bit more because, you know, they deserve it too.
Yeah.
So thank you for that. But yeah, it is only $5 a month to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. You do get some cool perks like access to the Amp Only Facebook group. There's Amp Only and supporter chat rooms in our Discord server. There's other AMP bonuses like the AMP only call-in lines. There's an AMP only podcast as well. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com. If you appreciate the work that we do here, if you like the fact that we're heard on over 190 radio stations from coast to coast, AM and FM, not just coast to coast, but beyond. We're even in Guam as well. So if you like the fact that we're all over the place and you want to see us get to 300 stations, because we can do it. It's just, it takes time, it takes money, it takes being able to market Free Talk Live to get on these stations. We got on WRKO in Boston, one of the biggest
awesome
radio stations, one of the most heritage call letters that you can you can get on. And how did we get on WRKO? I was able to close that deal because we went to the Talkers Convention this year.
And, I was there.
And
I know
he
it's
was
true.
There, and I'd never met the guy before because he had never been, I don't think, to Talkers before. And we're there every single year, so we were able to close that deal and get a signed agreement from him because he was actually already airing the show.
Yes.
But he didn't sign the agreement until we went to Talkers. How do we go to Talkers? The amplifiers pay the bills to send us to these things to
help
promote.
Advertise, market, and promote.
Advertise, market, and promote. So we wouldn't be on 190 radio stations today if it weren't for Free Talk Live listeners like you becoming an amplifier for $5 a month. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com. Yes, you can do it with credit card, Visa, and MasterCard. There's the claim that American Express works, but no one's ever tried it. I've said it on the air. And by the way, I didn't seek this. American Express just sent emails to me saying, hey, your customers can take American Express now. I'm like, really? I didn't even ask for this, but okay, fine. I don't know if it's even possible. So if somebody's got an American Express card and wants to try that, please feel free to give it a try. I've invited people to do that before. No one's done it. So as far as I'm concerned, nobody cares about these American Express cards, but they're there. So you can use credit card, you can use PayPal, and you can use Bitcoin BTC to get awesome. Signed up for AMP over at amp.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about credit cards and this cashless society puff piece by MarketWatch published today. If you want to buy a beer at Flatstick Pub in Seattle, don't whip out a $10 bill to pay. You'll walk away thirsty. Flatstick, a new hot mini chain in the Pacific Northwest, doesn't take cash. Neither does Bluestone Lane, a coffee chain with locations in New York, Philly, and D.C. Patrons there have to pay with plastic or an app called Level Up. Want to grab a sweet green salad for lunch with cash? No can do at many locations. Cashless commerce is popping up around the country, they say, particularly in restaurants catering to a younger crowd, which is likely to leave home without any greenbacks or even a wallet.
I agree with that the younger crowd is likely to like their card. They were probably given a card by the parents that was limited in some way or another, so that, you know, as far as control goes, like they can't spend beyond this, it just won't work. There
is that a thing? Parents give their kids cards?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
Wow. Yeah.
So this is basically their allowance in the form of and they're able to control
card,
it and it's right there on the books and that kind of thing. So sure. Also, do you want your kid walking around with a pocket full of cash, or do you want them to have a card that you can shut off in case they get it taken from them?
I mean, the issue I have with this is, especially it being at bars and restaurants, what a terrible place to be a bartender or a server, that your tips are getting taxed and reported.
Yep.
I mean, the thing, when you're a bartender or a server, I mean, anybody who's worked in that industry knows
you underreport.
Dude, cash tips is what makes it worth it.
Correct. And now that's going to go away?
It's horrible.
Right.
In fact, whenever I go to, like, if I go to Domino's and I pay with the credit card, I always leave a cash tip.
Of course.
If I ever pay with a credit card at a restaurant, I always leave
of
a cash
course.
Tip because I know that they appreciate it. I know that that's what they want.
Indeed.
And then, of course, you got to wait for the house to settle up. If you're getting credit card tips, you got to wait till the
Absolutely.
Boss pays you on that your next paycheck or whenever it is they pay that out. You don't get to take it home and use it that night.
No.
To buy your dime bag or whatever it is you're going to buy. Right? Am I right? It's the restaurant industry.
That's usually what you're doing, yeah.
So,
fair enough.
Going on here, cashless commerce, they say, is popping up around the country, and they say because these young people are choosing to live life with a smartphone and few credit or debit cards, and a few credit or debit cards attached. Businesses who've gone cashless rave about the results, they claim. Flatstick owner Sam Largent told me plastic only reduces error rates during times of complex accounting, such as calculating tips when shifts change. Cash sure seems to be on the ropes, they say. The dollar value of cash transactions sank 7% from 2010 to 2015, according to the Nilson report, while credit and debit card payments rose nearly 50%.
Can you explain that to me?
So, dollar value of cash transactions sinking 7%, meaning there's a certain number associated with how much money is being spent in cash. They're saying that number has dropped by 7%.
Well, the number that's being reported has dropped by 7%.
Correct.
Which might make sense if the economy is not sitting in such a nice place, that businesses might choose to, let's just not report as much of our cash transactions.
Could very well be. They also say the credit card and debit card payments rose nearly 50%. Meanwhile, ATMs, which had their 50th birthday last year, interesting, are disappearing around the block and around the world, signaling the decline of the cash run. Now, this obviously is a puff piece. They claim here that businesses who've gone cashless rave about the results. I bet that's not true
board.
No, I bet there's some businesses who actually tried going cashless and then reversed course because they had customers complaining about that, and it probably wouldn't take very much research to find those, but I don't think MarketWatch bothered to ask about any of those.
The bar and restaurant thing, you know, having been around nightlife pretty much my entire adult life, cash at a bar is way more convenient for everyone involved, especially a busy bar.
Right. You're not, they're not dealing with change usually. I mean, mostly they're just whatever the drink is.
That's right.
I don't know. And
it's a flat dollar amount.
Drinks are outrageous. There's no doubt. But, you know, if you're getting a $7.50 cocktail and you're slapping down $10, they're not bringing you back change. You know, I mean, that's, they're not taking the time for it or whatever. And you can address that right
Immediately.
Don't bother change. I just need a receipt, please.
And they don't have to go find your tab, knock
it
into
the
machine, do all of
that. Swipe the card.
No, dude.
Get the receipt, bring it over,
exactly.
Get the signature.
Yeah, no. And then all the people who are leaving cards at the end of the night, and, let me get your ID, and let me try to find your... No way, dude. I don't believe this for an instant. Not for an instant.
They claim cash is on the ropes. Of course, cash-free environments, they say, aren't brand new. Airlines went cashless a long time ago for meals and other onboard purchases.
No, airlines started charging for meals and other things. There was a time when you would actually get, like, drinks and things like that on...
Not more than one, though. You're not going to get more than one drink for free, right? Like, they're going to charge you for a beer, and they always have.
Well, this is true, but I mean, now they're even going to charge you for, like, snacks.
No, not the freebie. They still have freebies, at least on Southwest. I don't know about the other. They still give you the freebie pretzels or whatever.
I'm constantly amazed at what is being charged for on airplanes.
You know, I was so refreshed when I was going down to Anarchapulco the first time in 2017, where they give you a beer for free on, I don't know if it was Aeromexico or the other one, Aeromal or whatever it was.
Lovely.
A free cerveza. Gratis, you know, on the house.
Lovely people.
And I'm like, I love Mexico. This is awesome. All right, and they got those Mexican peanuts, those Japanese peanuts.
Those
are
the bomb.
Awesome.
All right. What this?
All right, there's more on the way here.
Any of this is.
You went to Mexico. You know what it was. You just don't remember it.
I didn't know, and I didn't take the planes that you had at any point.
Oh, man. You're missing out.
I flew in a G4 to Acapulco.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. You and the riffraff were eating your little Japanese peanuts.
All right, there's more on the way. We got hour number three coming up. 855 450 free like freedom.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.